So what happened today was that at 11 o'clock, students from PV High and Watsonville High School walked out of school. I know that PV High teachers were instructed to peacefully allow the students to leave and just tell them to take care and be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the deal at Watsonville. Students proceeded to walk out of school en masse, and they joined up in certain places, and they broke off in other places, and they were just tearing up the streets of Watsonville. And they, the largest crowd followed the route that we took on Saturday. They just marched our route.
The giant anti-HR 4437.
Round Freedom down Pennsylvania, you know, the whole thing, and wound up in St. Patrick's.
Right.
And then went over to Ramsey Park, and then, you know, went over to down Freedom again. When I finished school at 2 o'clock and students called me and said they're beating up kids at the car wash on Freedom, I immediately got in my car and drove over there, where I saw about 40 kids being herded onto a bus.
Right.
And I saw cops in partial riot gear with their helmets. I saw sheriff agents and the cops and police cars everywhere, really, really taking up the streets. I mean, the entire police force was dedicated to this action. And then I saw them herding students on the bus, and these students were psyched. And they're like, wow, you know, and cheering and putting their fists out and hanging their flags, Mexican flags, out of the bus. And, you know, the kids felt really good.
Yeah.
What I saw was the potato, looks like a very Neanderthal version of a WTO protest.
They're,
you know, the kids weren't cuffed. They didn't have plastic ties around their hands. But there were cops in helmets herding them onto school buses.
Yeah.
And that was just a bit eerie for me. The kids didn't see what I saw, which is probably a good thing, because they're really proud of themselves and they had fun. And what's really dope is a story that I just heard from one of my students named Laura. And Laura was telling me that at one, or the crowd she was walking with, actually, they're walking, and the students started fighting, and like fights just broke out all over the place. And one of the other students in the crowd got his megaphone and yelled at these kids and said, "This ain't about gangs, this is about immigrant rights. Stop fighting." And she said all the other kids started saying that too, and then the kids all were yelling at these fighting kids, going, "Stop fighting, this is about immigrant rights, stop it, it's not about gangs." And then they kept walking, and the kids stopped fighting and kept walking with them.
Wow, within the same group, they continued on.
Yeah, they stopped fighting and kept walking for immigrant rights.
They actually policed themselves.
They policed themselves, they integrated themselves.
Yeah.
And they united for a common cause. It's beautiful, man.
That really
is. It's
beautiful. Beyond.
And we're having a meeting of teachers on Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the YWCA in Watsonville. All interested teachers who would be down to do a teach-in, to work with the students, because what we'd like to do is get the students who walked out, get their kind of consequence to be a teach-in, a Saturday school teach-in, where we teach all about the immigration, the history of immigration, organizing, direct action, whatever we want to teach, but all related to this issue.
That
so we're going
like
to get together Wednesday
idea.
And hopefully have something together by Saturday. And I'm working with the counselor at PV High, and she thinks that her administration will go for it.
That's
and then
great.
Tomorrow we'll hit up one of the administrators at Watsonville High and see if we can maybe create two teams of teachers that will go and do these teach-ins.
That sounds awesome. Where can people go to get more information about or get to plugged into this besides just the YWCA? Is there a website?
Yeah, what they can do is email Brown Berets, BROWNBERETS, at MSN.com.
Okay.
And in the subject line, write teach-in.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's Brown Berets, BROWNBERETS, at MSN.com. And subject line, put teach-in, and just send us your information, and you know, we'll get back to you. But we very much need to create a collective and network of teachers who are willing to use this as a grand teachable moment for our students, our youth, our kids, you know, because they were very brave today. And there were a lot of, you know, students who were people who were like 20s and 30s who were following the kids who used to be Watsonville High School students. And they were like so proud of these kids.
Right.
And it reminded them of 187, the walkouts during 187. And we're getting so much support. I mean, there's just so much support all around, from the march on Saturday, for the organizers, for the kids today. And we just want to keep the momentum going and really make sure that the students realize this is something that they can do all the time. and they need, you know, to find those cohesive issues and make them issues. And then now where do they go? Now how do they make change? So we'd really like to harness, you know, we're going to invite Sam Farr to come and speak to them and just, you know, really go with the energy instead of just punishing them, you know, or saying, oh, you know, it wasn't so bad this time, or trying to sweep it under the rug.
Right.
Because this is great, you know.
I think your approach is brilliant in that, you know, it, call it what you will. I don't personally think, but I think a lot of people will say that maybe some of the students' actions were a mistake. But I think, especially, you know, from a learning commitment, you know, people need to be willing to learn from the mistakes. And we have an opportunity here to do that in a wonderful way.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And April 10th is a National Day of Action. And I don't, you know, I imagine that will be a strike. We're trying to figure out a way to make it so that it's not just a strike, but maybe everybody boycott big businesses, but only attend small businesses, because we don't want the small businesses to lose the business, you know?
Yeah. Boycott the chain stores.
And really, just support small stores and don't buy gasoline and...
Or buy it from Citgo.
Don't go to school. Do something else, you know, and something like that. So, and then April 17th is Youth in Power, which is an event in Watsonville.
Right.
Where we'll have a lot of so politically conscious and truthful hip-hop and poetry and art and education. And we have a guest speaker coming. His name is, you know, Immortal Technique. And I spoke to him today, and he's in total solidarity with us. He's very excited about what's happened with the kids. And he thinks the time is ripe, and he's just down to get as many people as possible to use. It was, you know, they kind of acted really nicey-nice and kind of came through, and to the public it looked like they were, you know, directing traffic and keeping everybody safe. And then what they ended up doing after the march was hurling, you know, eight citations at one of the members of the collective of organizers, and maybe levying fines at us. Now, I can't really speak on that issue because we just don't know.
It's in process.
The police haven't gone on record saying exactly what's going to happen, but we do know they're pressing forward with the charges against our collective member.
Right.
And because they said there's just so much publicity, they can't back down now. So that's a reality that we have to face. And we don't know if they're going to, you know, fine us yet. The crazy thing is that the cost of what the kids did today is like probably 1,000 times what it cost to police our march. I mean, you should have seen what came out for these kids today. It was like the red carpet of, you know, SWAT prep, if you will. You know, I'm sure there were upwards of 100 or 200, you know, riot police somewhere in the county on call.
The Sentinel's reporting that police from Watsonville, Santa Cruz, and Capitola, as well as sheriff deputies from Monterey County, lined the streets, blocked off traffic, and did their best to keep the students safe and to keep them from causing any serious trouble.
Yeah, it was like fucking Fallujah, okay? I mean, there were police, like, they were in formation, they were cruising around. And my thing is, like, I'm not so worried about today. I'm worried about the fact that their training is new. Their uniforms are new. Where are they going to use this stuff in 5 years? Like, we gotta attack all parts of the system. We need to vote. We need to get these crazy right-wing militant police state thinking fools out of office. Like, now.
Yeah, that, I mean,
anybody that supports, you know, that kind of enforcement of students. It's just, you know, it was scary to see how they, you know, and the kids didn't feel threatened. The kids actually said that it was funny because the cops really didn't know what the hell to do. But the reason they didn't know what the hell to do is because they knew they couldn't crack these kids' head open.
And that's probably the only
order,
thing they
that would have been
knew
easy.
How to do. I mean, really, that's the way the police know how to react. That's
so
what they were expecting.
They didn't know what to do because they definitely couldn't hurt the kids. That was, like, absolutely not going to happen.
Right.
But next time, or, you know what I mean? That's definitely an option.
Well, I mean, I think we're definitely seeing an escalation in police tactics and, you know, repression of organizing and First Amendment rights. You know,
yeah, anybody who's listening to this, I highly recommend Alex Jones's website right now. Alex Jones has some really interesting, powerful theories on the police state and technology and, you know, this whole kind of thing that, you know, we very much see at WTO protests and RNC, you know, big protests. I mean, it's just like, whoa.
Here it is on a local level, right?
Totally. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's intense. So I'm real proud of the kids. We're all proud of the kids, and we're going to keep working with it. And I just make a big, huge shout out to all the teachers that might want to come and, you know, hook up with us. Wednesday at the YWCA.
4 p.m.?
I believe it's at 310 East Beach in Watsonville.
And what time was that?
It's going to be 4 o'clock. 4 okay. o'clock to 5:30.
Wednesday, the 29th of March, 4 p.m. at the YWCA on East Lake Avenue in Watsonville.
Yep.
Okay.
An email blast about it tomorrow.
All right. Fabulous.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's a wonderful update.
Okay, great. Yeah, support us. You can just kind of keep track of what's going on, brownberets.info. Mm-hmm. But really, just, you know where I take that back. Indie Media Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
There's already at least one posting, and I encourage anyone listening to this, if you were there today or you have anything to state for yourself, please just put up some information. People are, like, looking for that on Santa Cruz Indie Media. So.
And that drives the mass media.
This
if
is true.
If you put it on independent media, then that's what mass media will start picking up. So we really, I mean, I really believe, I've seen it again and again, that the independent media... Totally. If enough people hit it and it's powerful of an issue, enough of an issue, the big corporate media, some reporter picks it up and then it you know, we're like the small rudder on the big ship.
We can affect it. That's a beautiful metaphor.
Yeah. So thanks, man.
Great. Absolutely.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Buzz.
Bye.